Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This week on the Danny Brown Show.
So you play video games?
Yeah.
Which one? What you playing right now?
I mean, I mainly play Fortnite.
Oh my God! Yeah. I don't know if you even consider that playing video games. I don't know if this is white people shit. This might be just some weirdo shit. I mean, some people just care about the earth like that. But I don't, you know, motherfucker, that's a... Man, that's just not what I'm trying to do, man. You ever been in a circle jerk?
Oddly enough. It's the Danny Brown Show. Sit back, relax, you already know why your main studios. Yeah. It's the Danny Brown Show. We about to get live. Let's go. Let's go. It's the Danny Brown Show. Sit back, relax, you already know why your main studios. Yeah. It's the Danny Brown Show. We about to get live. Let's go. Let's go.
Yo, 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 what's up, yo? Coming to y'all live from Austin, Texas at YMA Studios. It's the Danny Brown Show. I got the Booth Boys with me. You already know. What's up, fellas?
What's up, man?
What's up, Danny?
How y'all doing today, man?
Good.
Chilling, man. Chilling.
Yeah, man. Same here, man. We got none other than John from Portugal the Man in the house. How you doing, brother?
I'm here. I'm doing it.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much for coming through, man. You were just at ACL this weekend, man. We just talking about that, man. How was the crowd out here, man? Was it?
It was cool. You know, I have to point out that the VIP pit that sits in the front of main stage everywhere these days, that shit's kind of crazy.
Really?
Yeah. I mean, it's like people that can afford that ticket don't really.
Yeah, that's. I be thinking they be up there being snobby and shit. That'd be the one motherfuckers that be chilling. You be thinking the people in Gen Pop is the one that's going to turn up the most, you know?
That's
but the VIP pit was going up. I mean, y'all was killing shit then. That's what that is. So you got the, y'all just put out the new album, Chris Black, Changed My Life.
Yeah, we put it out.
Yeah. So yeah, man, one thing I can say about y'all, man, I always just get like a hip hop feel from y'all shit, man. Like the way y'all incorporate the samples and shit like that, man, it's just really. And then you like you're an amazing songwriter, brother. I would definitely got to give you your props on that, man. Cause but I got a theory though. You know, like motherfuckers that come from cold places and shit,
yeah,
they always be able to lock in on that shit. Like, you know what I'm saying? Growing up in Alaska and shit. Even being in fucking Portland and shit, though. I feel like that's a place, too, that you can really... Because I don't know. It's like you be locked in. Like, you can really... Because me even being in Michigan, it's like you couldn't... You had to be trapped in for, like, at least 2-3 months out the year. And I would just be in my crib writing and shit, working on music. You know what I'm saying?
Totally. Man, that's so funny. So, like, I grew up in Alaska. Parents were dog sled mushers.
Which is... crazy to me.
Yeah, so we like lived in cabins growing up, and my dad had moved up in 71. Our whole record collection was pretty much pre-70s, so growing up out there, like, it's all we did was listen to Motown. Like, we just listened to music constantly.
Motown shit though.
Yeah, it was like Motown. I mean, we had like oldies radio. It was like the one station we could get, and it's just all we listened to growing up. So it was like Motown, you know, Sam Cooke, Beatles, obviously, Rolling Stones, stuff like that.
Dope. That's dope as fuck, man. So with the new album and shit, man, what was the process like recording this like?
I mean, dude, it was pretty intense.
Yeah.
Our buddy Chris Black, who the album is named after, he had started touring with us years ago. He was just like our funny friend who would come out, and he would crack jokes, and we're all like introverts. I mean, again, like I grew up in the woods.
Yeah,
I'm not really like looking to be on stage and be the center of attention. Chris would come out. He was like my security blanket. Like, that dude would come out and he would dance and kind of crack jokes and take the attention off of us. Like, kind of brought the band back together at a point where, I mean, it just felt like we needed somebody like that in the crew. And he sadly passed in 2019. And it was in the middle of this process. We had just started with Basker. So we were working with Jeff Basker, who is, like, I mean, beyond incredible. I don't know if you've been around that dude, but
no.
He is, I mean, that is as good as you can be at music. And we had started working with him, and yeah, just everything kept throwing a wrench in the process.
Oh, sure.
You know, like Chris passing was pretty heavy for all of us. And then the pandemic happened.
Oh, shit.
I broke my jaw.
How did it happen?
I guess it was a prior break. Just growing up in Alaska.
You just had a broken jaw and just never know? Like,
I didn't know, man. I didn't know. But pressure built up over time. And just one day, I got this, like, we were up in Alaska. We were doing this AFN, Alaskan Federation of Natives conference. And I just had this big pop. And my jaw was just like, I mean, it was just like massive pain.
Fuck.
And I went in and the doctor said like, okay, so you broke your jaw. When did you break your jaw? And I'm like, I don't know, like 3 days ago. And he says, no, there's a break from when you were younger. You broke it in high school.
Oh, shit.
And yeah, I had no idea. But over the years, I mean, singing every single
day. Yeah, that's what I'm like. You didn't ever like, no pain or nothing. It just was broke and shit.
No, that's what's fucking weird about it. I have this thing now because I was in pain for such a long time. I can't really tell when it's hurting, but I'll get like migraines or like, like what happened during the pandemic is like, I would just split teeth. I like split a few teeth during the pandemic.
What the fuck?
Just the pressure building up. But we were heading towards this like, super intense surgery. Like they take off your jaw and they remove these mandibles and they put in titanium. So like I did PT for like a year, just trying to get this, like my jaw stable.
So even that put the album on hold for a minute.
Dude, I couldn't do anything.
Oh shit.
But there was a point when I finally started being able to sing again where I just went back in and just kind of sang about everything that had been happening during this period.
Oh, shit.
But, I mean, there's a couple songs on the record, too, like Summer of Love and the last track, Anxiety. Like, these are two songs that I was, like, singing. I mean, I was like, just, like, singing through my teeth, trying to get it out.
Damn, man. So what's the song process like? Are you, like, going into, like, the production shit first, or did you get, like, inspired and, like, write the songs first and didn't figure it out and a lot of post shit?
Well, working with Asa, so like I work with Asa Ticone from Electric Guest. He's just like one of those people who's really great at like, he just creates that space for you. Like you could be like vulnerable, talk about things that you probably wouldn't talk about in front of other people.
I do it in song most of the time. I just put it in fucking songs.
Yeah, me too, man. So I went in with Asa, we started writing songs. A lot of this stuff is just Basker. Like Jeff Basker is such an amazing musician and producer. We just go in and he's so funny, man. Like you would say things to him like I'm thinking like maybe I'll do like this Willie Nelson type thing. Mm-hmm. And you would sing something to Basker and it's so annoying because he's so good. He would say things like, yo, that's not Willie. This is Willie. And he would like sing something and you'd be, you know, wildly impressed.
Cause even like the single y'all had put out, Dummy, like that shit, that I don't know, it just give me like a Dilla vibes or some shit. It's not too far off of something that he would do. You know what I'm saying? Like, cool. So I always love when people could like genre bend in some sense. Like it give me like feelings of like, oh shit, cause I kind of like do the same thing. I can hear like a fucking, I don't know, a fucking jazz song or some shit and try to incorporate into my shit instead of just being influenced from rap. You know what I'm saying? I could take influence and get inspiration out of anything, man. So I would get kudos to y'all, man, for doing that shit, man, because y'all be killing that shit, dog.
Yeah, I love how you do, man. Like, that's really cool to hear.
Thank you, brother. And I was just telling you, man, I'm pretty sure like a lot of motherfuckers, FIFA. Y'all kill every fucking FIFA fucking soundtrack, man. But shit, man. All right, man, we'll jump into some of these Ask Dannys, man. You can always hit me up at AskDanny@thedannybrownshow.com. That's Danny@thedannybrownshow.com. First up, we got Walgreens photo.
Ask Danny.
What's up, Danny? In 2013, I was a concert photographer and I worked at Walgreens running a photo lab. My boss asked if we can use my photo as a display, so I chose this photo of you. I took the photo at First Avenue when you played a show with Action Bronson. How do you feel about this? Touch my quaranta through the fence. Heavy neck. I don't know. I'm not like a fucking model type of looking motherfucker, man. But shouts out to you for doing that. You ever play First Avenue?
Yeah, of course.
That was the venue. I always, that's like one of my favorite venues to play because of Purple Rain and shit.
Yeah.
Look, I got a French shirt on today. God damn, that came together right there, man. But yeah, man, because my mom used to fucking watch Purple Rain every fucking day. It was, and I feel like she used to watch it more so because she would put it on and be like cleaning the house and shit. So I think she was just listening to the music and shit. But me, I was just trying to see Apollonia jump in the water with my little,
yeah,
my little freaky ass. That's my favorite part. But yeah, man, Prince is like a fucking, it was crazy, man, when Prince passed, man. It was like so many people, like I don't, I mean, even for you guys, like do you record like a lot of songs when you're making the albums and shit?
Yeah.
And then like, cause you got like a lot of shit just sitting around and shit. Like me, I probably record about like, roughly 30 some songs, something like that. Then I would just dwindle down. But soon as he passed, like the next day, so much of these Prince songs just popped up on YouTube. It was almost like a Prince fan field day, man. Like I was just like, God, how much shit do he got, man? Like, and then just the way he would pop up and he would just fucking just show up at any like small venue, like do real intimate sets and play for like fucking 3 hours and do shit like that, man. I like, that's a motherfucker that love music. So shouts out to Prince, man. I hate Percocets and shit, but that's the boy. But that's my boy, man. I swear, man. Were you more of a Prince guy or a Michael Jackson guy?
Oh, I'm Michael Jackson.
I can't never really hate on either one. Like, I hate when people always try to put them up against each other and shit, because they both got their, you know what I'm saying? It depends on, like once Michael got into his bad shit, you know, when he started being on his rock shit, I can kind of understand where certain people would fell off. And, you know, but Prince, he always just been that shit from the beginning, you know?
Yeah, so I never listened to Prince growing up.
Mm-hmm.
So I miss, like, this whole era. I recently, I mean, I guess in the last few years, like, I love that song, Paisley Park.
Hell yeah.
And that song is so great. And just as a guitarist,
mm-hmm.
Prince, to me, is probably all-time great guitarist.
Yeah, definitely. I'm only reason why I'm going to say I'm a more of a Michael Jackson guy, because he ain't make Bat Dance. And Bat Dance was fucking... I don't know what the fuck Prince was thinking about, man. I know he had a good it seems like he had a great time shooting that video, but fucking Bat Dance was horrible. All right, next up. Brother Go Bye Bye. Hey, Danny. You remember Bat Dance?
Yeah, of course.
My brother got caught with a gun recently and is looking at a solid amount of jail time. I'm really close to him and I'm finding it hard to find any words of encouragement other than the obvious. Stop being a dumbass. Is there anything I can say or do to help lift his spirits up? Also, do you have any crazy prison stories? I remember you saying you had a stint in jail. Yeah, I went to jail, not prison. It's two different things, man. Love the pie. Keep doing your damn thing, Nick. No, your brother's a fucking jackass, man. Anybody who's just running around with a gun, ain't nothing you can do for him. When you go to jail and shit, is fucking just write them. You know, motherfuckers really love them letters and shit. Send them some pictures or some shit. But I don't know, depending on where you at, man, you know, gun laws of different states, some are stricter than others, man. So I don't know. He might be going down for a long time. Or sometimes, you know, you get caught with a gun, your first offense or something. They might just give him probation. But I don't know the situation, man. Are you a gun guy? Being from Alaska and shit, y'all don't do no hunting and shit?
Yeah, we have guns.
Yeah, definitely y'all had guns and shit. Guns.
Yeah, I mean, we grew up with guns. I actually have a little anecdote about hunting.
Mm-hmm.
You know, growing up in Alaska, everybody thinks we were hunters.
Yeah, I'm sorry if I did a stereotype there, but
well, it's true, dude. I grew up thinking that we all hunt. Mm-hmm. You know, like everybody I knew, like, I mean, up until I was 6 years old, I remember going to like kindergarten and just running into kids who go hunting with their parents.
Yeah,
you know, everybody goes hunting with their dads. So, I've never been hunting. I've been taught how to shoot. I carry guns around. We're out in the woods. I mean, mm-hmm. we're kids, but we have bears. We have moose. There's
yeah, definitely.
Things around. So this one day, it's such a wild thing for my dad to do, but my dad's home one day, and we're sitting there eating lunch, and we look out the window, and this moose walks by. But my dad turns to me, he says, "Hey, you want to go hunting?"
Mm.
And I go, "Yeah, of course. You know, this is crazy for me. Like, all of my friends go hunting. I've never been hunting. Yeah. You've shown me all this stuff. Let's go do it. Go get my snowsuit on. Get all ready to go out there. My dad's getting his gun. He's all ready. We go out. We track down this moose." And, I mean, this is the type of place Alaska is. Like, a moose walks by.
Yeah.
And you track it down.
How do you track it down, though?
I mean, we just follow the tracks. Yeah, so we track it out into the woods. And we're close to this moose. And the thing that people outside of states with moose don't understand, like, these are dangerous animals.
Yeah, moose will fuck you up.
Super aggressive. Like, they're fucking pissed. Like, the second they see you, they're angry. So we get close to this moose, and I'm sitting there. I'm really nervous, and my dad says, "Hey, are you ready? Are you ready? I'm gonna get the moose. Do you want to get the moose?" And I nod to him, and I'm looking at the moose.
Eye to eye, just looking at moose eyes.
And my dad, he's sitting there, and there's no shot. I look back at my dad, and he goes, "Are you sure you want me to get the moose?" And I nod to him again. I look, no shot. Again, look back at my dad. "Hey, Johnny, are you sure you want to get the moose?" You know, and I'm just confused. I'm just a kid, so I'm looking at him, I'm confused. And he puts down the rifle and he says, "You know what? We're not going to get the moose."
All right.
And he starts walking me back and he says, "You know why? We don't need it. Mm-hmm. If you ever need that moose, it will be here."
Yeah.
And he was kind of teaching me a lesson about, like, we can afford food right now. Like, if there's ever a time when you can't get food, that moose will be here waiting for you.
Damn, y'all be eating moose and shit?
Yeah, we eat moose.
Like, what kind? Bear. How does moose taste?
Moose is pretty gamey.
Yeah, I'm kind of down with the gamey meats and shit.
Gamey meats,
I'm a nasty good. Motherfucker, man. I fucked with the gamey meats, man, like the venison and all that shit, man. That shit is.
Do some muktuk.
What's that?
That's whale.
Whale? Nah, that's a little crazy. It ain't that
you
many.
Do that.
I mean, I do it for the story, but if I see it on the menu, that ain't my first go to. I'm gonna still pick the chicken. You know what I'm saying? I'm black. You go back to Alaska often?
Yeah, of course. I mean, we were back a bunch this year. We shot a bunch of videos up there.
Mm-hmm.
And, dude, I mean, it was fucking crazy. It was so unexpected. I mean, it hasn't been snowing in Alaska. Like, there's just barely been any snow the last few years. And then just out of nowhere, where we were shooting our videos, like, 2 and 3 feet single time I came back.
Oh, shit.
But the sickest shit is, do you ride snow machines?
Snowmobiles? No, snowmobiles, but I remember as a kid, all the drug dealers had them. All, like, the balling drug dealers in my hood, they all had snowmobiles and shit. But it's, like, a big thing in, like, the Upper Peninsula and shit.
Dude, the new sleds are so sick. Like,
oh, shit.
It's crazy, like, super lightweight. Lots of power.
Mm-hmm.
Really fun.
Yeah.
So we're going to go up there. You're going to come up with
I'm
us.
I'm down. I actually had, right before the fucking pandemic and all that shit happened, I had a show in Alaska. I'd never been up there. And I was kind of excited to go, man. Even though, you know, it's cold and shit. But I just always, I don't know. I remember watching like an old, I can't remember. Was it Rap City or some one of those? But they had like a whole like a hip hop scene in Alaska and shit, man. I just wanted to go check shit out, man. I remember it was a rapper. I think his name was Joker.
Joker Bail Bondsman.
Yeah. Joker the Bail Bondsman. He used to always have his videos come out. I was like, man, I don't know. Alaska looked kind of tight, man. But yeah, I was excited to go up there. I think I was playing a college or something up there. I think in Juneau, maybe. But I don't know, man.
Whoa, that's sick. I've never been to Juneau.
Oh, shit. So where are you at in Alaska?
Oh, so we're like interior. I grew up in a place called Kinnick outside of Wasilla. It's just north of Anchorage, like 40 miles. And then up in Healy outside of Denali.
Okay. Which Alaska's just, I'm very intrigued by places in America that doesn't seem like, you know, like it's just like, it's like its own world up there, you know, like the whole culture and everything and shit.
Yeah, man. I mean, it fucking is. Like it is by far the most beautiful place I've ever been and most unique. I mean, when I go back home, I've been gone a long time.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, just we've toured for forever.
Yeah.
And every time I go back home, that's home. There's no place like Alaska.
Yeah. All right, next up, we got cassette tapes. Hey, Danny, very excited for Kawanta to drop. Scaring the Hoes, the only cassette I own that's considered a Danny Brown project. I would love to have hot soup all the way. All right, this motherfucker asked me, am I going to make a tape? No, man, I'm not making a fucking tape, man. Even though I do have a huge collection of tapes and I was just collecting tapes because, you know, we in hip-hop and shit, sampling and shit, most, you know, you use vinyl and shit. And I was like, man, maybe we start getting some tapes because it's easy to pack. And I would have these fucking, like, I remember my old house, man, I was collecting vinyl and so much, and it would just take up so much fucking room. You know, so I was like, man, maybe get, because you can get all that shit on tapes as well. I was like, man, tapes, I can, you know, store them better and have tapes and shit. But I didn't realize how hard it is to sample from tapes, man. My fucking fingers was fucking getting raw from rewinding and forwarding and going back. You know, when you got the vinyl, you could just run it back and do shit like that. I'm like, oh, I don't know if this tape process is going to really work out. But I like the sounds that tapes give. They got this warm, fuzzy feeling to them. And that, you know, they got a nice little warble to them sometimes. But no, it didn't work out. But no, I'm not putting any tapes out, man. I feel like tapes is like a novelty thing right now to release.
Put out the fucking tapes, dude.
You ever put out a tape? Yeah,
people are asking.
No, fuck that. I ain't putting out no fucking tape, man. I used to... I mean, it's like a good merch thing, you know? But no, I mean, I put out a vinyl, you know? I mean, that's more of a collector's thing, man. Tapes, man. I remember, man, motherfuckers used to steal your tapes. You could just put the motherfuckers in your pocket, man. You know how many times motherfuckers stole a tape from you, man? That shit sucked, man. All right, next up we got white people shit.
White people shit.
We always talk about white people shit here.
Good.
You know what I'm saying?
I got a lot
and
of
I know in Alaska, I'm hearing about the dog sleds and shit, man, and fucking eating whales and shit. It definitely sounds like you definitely know a lot about some white people shit. So we got Rock Tumblr. Hey, Danny, I've been listening to your show recently, and I've been wondering if you think tumbling rocks is white people shit. It's basically where you put rocks. It's basically where people put rocks they find in a tumbler with some kind of cleaner and polish and make them look all shiny after. Let me know what you think. Would you tumble some rocks? Best regards, Duke Sunyer. I don't know if this is white people shit. This might be just some weirdo shit. I mean, some people just care about the earth like that. But I don't even know a motherfucker that's a...
to tumble rocks?
I mean, collecting rocks and shit. You just see a rock and be like, oh shit, I would love to see what that motherfucker look like cleaned up. You know what I'm saying? Like, that never came across my own thoughts, you know? I mean, I remember just being a kid and the motherfucker that came in from recess and he had a bunch of rocks in his pocket, he got sent to the slow class. So I never really was a motherfucker that wanted to... collect rocks and shit. You know about this rock tumbling thing?
I know of rock tumbling, yes.
See, yeah. That never been on my radar. So motherfuckers just get, I mean, I don't know the end game in this. Like, I mean, obviously they have a nice shiny rock, but like, what's the fun in this? I want to clean my rocks up and shit. Yeah, that's not something I'm gonna do. I mean, I got too much. They make video games and shit. We got social media. It's all type of cool internet shit going on now that I can spend my time with. And I mean, I guess you won with the herb. This is definitely some toe ring bitch kind of shit. All the bitches with toe rings, man. They be having a bunch of rocks in their sinks and shit. All right.
I can see that.
But yeah, man, I'm not up on no rock tumbling, man. So what was like? All right, I'm lost. I'll jump to some would you rathers, man. My mind is blown right now. All right, circle jerk.
Would you rather?
Hey, Danny, question. You and four homies locked in a room, and the only way out is to jerk off in a circle. But one of you has to sit it out. Even though he still has to be in a room as some sort of passive bystander. Would you rather be the guy sitting out or join in on a session? Keep it up. The podcast is amazing. Brian from Denmark. I'm definitely joining in the session. I ain't about to catch no friendly fire. I'm the one shooting off, man. I'm not about to watch a bunch of motherfuckers bust a nut, and I ain't about to get in on the action. That's not something I'm down with, man. That's just not what I'm trying to do, man. You ever been in a circle jerk?
Oddly enough, I was in a conversation about this last night.
Really?
Yeah. And our buddy sat it out.
Oh, he sat it out?
Yeah.
Yeah, I can. I'm going to have to join in on the
phone
on that.
You need a good ref.
Nah, that's crazy, man. Just imagine you'd be the one sitting it out and you just catch the friendly fire. I'm not down with that.
They're not looking at you.
I'm just saying, man. Shit splatters everywhere, man. All right, man. You catch one of them ropes to the eyes. All right. Cool guest or collab. Hey, Danny, would you rather do a podcast episode with Patrice O'Neal as a guest or do a collaborative EP with MF Doom? Big fan from Nairobi, Kenya. Shout out, Peter. I definitely would rather do a podcast with Patrice O'Neal because I don't want to have to fucking rap with MF Doom, man. That's like one of the fucking best rappers in the world. Can you imagine what my brain would be going through trying to fucking figure out some shit to fucking rap with this motherfucker? Like, even you was just talking about, y'all did some shit with Black Thought. And just like, just next level rapping motherfuckers, man, where you like, man, that shit just boggles my mind. Like, I can rap and shit, but I ain't that, like, where you be like, you hear these motherfuckers like, I'm good, but I ain't that good. You know what I'm saying? So, no, I don't want to be, I like my life, and I'm having a good time. I don't want to get depressed, like trying to record with somebody, man.
Yeah, walking into the studio thinking, say something smart.
Yeah, you know.
It's not the best way to make music.
So what was it like working with Black Thought?
He kind of fucked me up, if I'm being honest. I mean, we did a few songs together. We had been sitting with Sean C and working on music in Portland, and Tariq is coming out. So he flies out one night. He's on a red eye. See, he's fucking tired when he shows up. And
to Portland?
To Portland. And we're working at Sandy Bodecker's studio. It's just, I mean, it's such a sick place. And we're in there, and he sits down on the couch, and he's like, let me hear what you're working on. And we start playing through the songs, and he's sitting there, he's texting the whole time. He's like listening to music, and he's just like, next song, next song. He's texting. And I was sitting there like, holy shit, like we just put in all this work, and he's not feeling it, you know? And he's sitting there, and after like 25 minutes of like going through the songs, he's like, go back to the first one. Okay, is the mic ready?
Oh, shit.
And like, oh, it's right over here. Like, show him in. He goes in and start to finish the entire song. And the thing that fucked us up was he left his phone out there with us. Mm-hmm. He had been writing lyrics the whole time. And he had already committed it to memory.
God
and
damn.
Dude, when he went in, he goes through the entire song, start to finish, gets to the end, and he goes, hey, about 2 minutes and 40 seconds, I said, the authority is historically bankrupt. Can you put me in there? Punch me in right there.
What the fuck?
And Sean punches him in, and again, he just calls out another time and like where he should be in the song, delivers the rest of the song, and that was it.
God damn
it, man. He was done. And I mean, that happened to us a couple times with him. He came out, he freestyled with us.
Oh, shit.
And went, and it was just like, hey, is the studio open? Went into the studio and just delivered his freestyle.
Like at a show?
Freestyle at a show.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, we did like a march for our lives. We were doing, like, kids were marching against gun violence in the city. And he was staying up the street. He popped out and like showed up for the kids, which was sick as fuck anyway. But yeah, he remembered his freestyle, went back in and did that. There's no way, like my brain does not work like that.
Fuck no, mine don't either, man. I think I destroyed my shit with all the fucking drugs and shit. But that shit do give me hope, like with rapping and shit. Or just making music in general is like, man, I mean, you know, some people, they feel like the older you get, you might lose a step or something like that. But when I see rappers like Black Thought or even like Doom, like as time went on, like these motherfuckers get better with age type shit. So I just really hope and pray to the heavens that I'm lucky enough to be one of those guys that can fucking age well with it, man. Because I wouldn't want to be fucking going toe-to-toe with fucking Black Thought. You know what I'm saying? Like that shit is fuck no. I'm cool on that one, man. All right, next up we got chocolate treats. Hi, Danny. Would you rather eat poo-poo flavored chocolate or chocolate flavored poo-poo? Much love all the way from Aberdeen, Scotland. Your pal. You're not my pal. To think of some shit like this. Definitely chocolate flavored poo-poo. I mean, regardless of what it looked like, you know.
Interesting.
Why are you thinking about eating poo-poo though, man? Are you okay? Do you need some help? Do you need someone to talk to? You can, I mean, DM me or something, man. It seems like you got some shit going on. I mean,
wait, have you ever done like the jelly belly, like booger flavor?
Yeah, I've done that shit, man. And it's not a good time.
It's not a good time, but I feel like I would prefer if one of them was poop flavored.
Yeah.
instead of eating poop.
Yeah, I mean, I don't care what it looked like. It's a lot of food that look fucked up that tastes good. You know what I'm saying? So the actual, the aesthetic of it is not, you know, that's not going to fucking turn me off. I mean, but eating shit, man, you know what I'm saying? That shit, once you bust that motherfucker open, man, that shit, that's when it really get to the real deal of it. You know, that's when that shit fucking comes out. Like you ever fucking cut a turd in half? That motherfucker, you start seeing smoke coming out and shit like that, man. It should be just, it's already banging just regular. But once you split that shit down the middle, man, yeah, the poop knife. Yeah, these motherfuckers told me about the poop knife the other day, man. Well, a few episodes ago, man. You ever heard of a poop knife?
I have heard of a poop
knife. See, this is some real white people shit. I didn't even know about it. That shit existed, man. Like, what kind of monster dumps is motherfucker taking where they need to cut this shit up, man? I mean, you know, I guess it's just based on where you live. Some people got different motherfucking toilet situations and shit, and you know, shit ain't flushing right. You know, thank God in Texas, man, we got a strong flow. You know what I'm saying? So I don't know if I ever need a poop knife, man. But no, I'm not copping this, man. Can you imagine seeing that on a motherfucking Amazon shit? Like, nigga, you bought a poop knife? Like, what the fuck? You need some fiber in your diet, man. Like, you gotta, shit ain't going right, man, in your life, man. Well, you gotta buy a poop knife, man. But nah, man, I'm cool on that. All right, man, let's spin the wheel. We'll get ready. We'll get ready to get up out of here. Travis Kelce, are you a football fan?
No.
Not really much into sports. Yeah, I've been a football fan because I play, you know, Madden but I've been betting on football this year. And so I've been watching a lot of football. But I mean, I guess everybody talking about Travis Kelce because he's dating Taylor Swift now, which is kind of crazy to me, man. It just lets you know, man, like, once you just like get with a high profile, how much shit just changed. Like, now they talking about this motherfucker on like fucking women talk shows and shit like that, you know. But I don't know, man, if I could ever be like that. I don't want to be like known for who I'm dating and shit like that. Like, I like to keep my shit private, you know. Like, so that, I'm pretty sure that's hard for him. But Travis Kelce, he seems like a cool enough guy, you know. Like,
he looks great.
Yeah, motherfucker. I mean, shit, motherfucker, muscles and shit, man. He's got a fucking football, man. It's a dangerous sport, man. But yeah, I've been watching more football this year, man. I kind of did good on Monday, so I wanted to talk some shit about how much money I've been losing, but I kind of did pretty good this Monday, man.
Wait, do you do fantasy?
Yeah, I mean, you know, just betting and shit. I mean, not betting, you know, but, you know, doing a little waging, man. My girl, she's really worried about me because she's seen how happy I was this week. She's like, don't let this be a, a thing, because you know me and my sobriety and all that shit. Now she's like, you just going to change an addiction for another addiction. And I definitely know gambling is an addiction. You know, I've seen my grandma's, and you know, when Detroit first introduced casinos, the everything just changed in the entire city, man. So you're not a gambling person at all? Never like go to Vegas and play some slots and shit like that?
No, man. I always bet. That's what music is to me. Like, music is that gamble. Yeah. It's like, right. Let's go.
I've definitely bet and lost a few times. Yeah. And I guess that hurts more than fucking losing money, man. When you be like, this shit's going to work. This shit's going to work. Like, nah, it ain't work. It's cool. But no, one thing I do like, man, about music, man, is just when the risk does pay off. You know, like, cause it's like I said, I've got this new album coming out, and I'm definitely starting to get the anxiety. And I thought I was good, man. I'm like, cause the last few albums, man, I was drinking shit. I was hiding my emotions with other things. Now I ain't got nothing to turn to. It's just me, you know. And last night I was in bed, and I guess, you know, put the new single out and shit, and it just was just laying in bed, and I was just like, fuck, I hope people like this shit, man. Which shouldn't even be like a thought, I feel like, you know, but I don't know, man. We still human beings at the end of the day, man. Did that ever get to you too, though, like releasing a new album and just get the jitters and shit? Like,
yeah, of course. Dude, I mean, it's the weirdest thing that you put something out that is just immediately judged.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's just the way it's been. It's always been like that. Yeah. Like, you kind of just get judged.
Yeah.
And I mean, I think that's part of like what you do. You kind of go and you just make the shit that you want to make.
Mm-hmm. Gamble, roll the dice. Yeah, you just gotta exactly. Gamble and roll the dice and hope shit works out, man. But yeah, man, I've been getting anxiety, man. But I don't know, man. I'm real confident in it, you know. Like, I'm happy with the product I made. I had a lot of time. Like, I've actually was making it during the pandemic as well and shit. So I've had a lot of time to sit on it, and you know, I'm happy with what I made and shit. But I don't know. I'm just, if anything, I'm probably, you know, excitement and. And that could be a little anxiety. So anything, I'm probably excited more so than like scared of, you know, what people are going to think about. I'm just probably more excited to get it out and get back on the road and shit and having fun with that. Because like, just doing this last tour, man, this is my first tour I done sober and shit. And it was like being on stage became like a therapy thing for me. Like, I was happy. Like, it was fun just to see the people that enjoy the music and shit. Where before I used to be like, let me just get this shit over with, kind of, you know. So I was just happy just to see the people to enjoy the shit I make. And I was just getting like a high from that almost, man. So yeah, I'm pretty sure you can, you know what I mean? Cause you get like this adrenaline rush when you get off stage. And it's almost one of those kind of things where I'm like, fuck, what did I used to do to calm myself down? It's like, motherfucker used to be getting fucked up and shit like that. And now I was just like,
I mean, that's the weirdest thing about playing music. Like, you're kind of almost like force fed that. Like, you kind of like show up and it's like, here's the drink. Here's everything. Honestly, for me, like, I'm pretty much a natural introvert. I want to play video games. Like, I want to be in my room. I want to be with my family. I want to be at home. The thing that I love about music is being there with people who are there for the same thing.
Yeah.
Like, I love being like a bedroom artist who goes out and there's a lot of people in my bedroom.
Yeah.
And like, this is so fucking cool. Like, we're here, like, experiencing this together. That's always been fun for me. I mean, I used to play like with my back to the audience. I can't really handle. I don't look at audiences. Like, I don't.
I used to keep my eyes closed. I would just close my eyes and just, you know. But yeah, I think that's one of the processes I love about making music the most. It's like, I'm the first to hear it type shit. Like, you motherfuckers just don't know. I got some shit and be in my room just listening to the shit, jamming out to the shit by myself. So you play video games?
Yeah.
Which one? What you playing right now?
I mean, I mainly play Fortnite.
Oh my God. Yeah. I don't know if you even consider that playing video games. I mean, God damn it,
I like
Fortnite.
Playing with my squad, dude.
Oh shit, man. Fucking
I have
Fortnite.
Friends. Yeah. I have friends.
I don't. God damn it, Fortnite. I mean, I have Fortnite because my girl nieces, they come over, they like to play Fortnite, man. Fortnite is just one of those games where when it first came, it just took the world by storm, kind of. It was like, I remember motherfuckers coming to me like, man, you play Fortnite. And then I was like, I tried it out, but it was like, I was maybe too far back from the curve already. You know, like motherfuckers just building shit. Like, I'm like, what the fuck is this shit? You know what I'm saying? Like, I couldn't catch up to this shit, man. I was like, all right, man. It's certain games that have come out, man, and I feel like if you don't get the jump on it and you don't play it first, the competition just get too high, man, and you can't even have a good time with the shit, you know? And Fortnite is one of those games for me. Right now, I'm Cyberpunk released the new DLC, so I've been getting my Cyberpunk on, which I love, man.
Really?
Yeah, Cyberpunk is great, man. I know a lot of people talk shit about it, but I've been a Cyberpunk supporter since day one. Motherfuckers know I ain't capping. I've been telling these motherfuckers, Cyberpunk is a beast. Now everybody's coming around the corner and being like, oh, Cyberpunk is good. But no, Cyberpunk is great, man. I really love it, man. So, all right, man. Let's spin the wheel one more time. We'll get out of here because that Travis Kelce shit wasn't. I didn't really get my. Do you know what I'm saying? Are you sure you know about ice fishing, huh?
I know about ice fishing.
Ice fishing, which, you know, to me, it looks like a good time.
Yeah, I mean, it's a good time. Drill a hole in the ice.
Yeah.
Pull up a fish.
Mm-hmm. What kind of...
That's essentially it.
I mean, but what is the appeal of it? Like, I never really, like...
I think typically it's subsistence. Like, it's to feed people.
I mean, yeah, of course, right? That. But I mean, like, is it like a different type of fish that live on the ice and shit? Or is it like...
Whoa, that's a crazy question.
Oh, it's just fish. Fish just live. I mean, ain't no catfish under the ice. Them motherfuckers, I know they like niggas. Them motherfuckers, they only in hot water only. You know what I'm saying?
Damn, yeah. Yes.
So, I don't know. Is it different type of fish that live on the ice, man? I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, there's like lake trout. There's different things. I mean, when you go out, you go out to like villages, and you'll have like seal live under the ice. I mean, that's not ice fishing, but there's seals. That's where you get your food.
What kind of fish is under the ice? That's what I'm saying, man. I feel like the appeal of that would be like you can only get a certain type of fish that's under the. But I guess I'm a nigga, man. I don't know, man. I might be dumb.
I love this question. Goldfish live under ice?
Yeah, that's why every time you buy one and you put that motherfucker in there, they just die. They be like, nigga, I ain't supposed to live in no fucking small-ass bowl. All right, man. Well, I guess. All right. Thank you for coming through, brother. We about to get in this motherfucker. Yeah, thanks so much, man. The new album's great, man. fucking man, it was an honor to work with you too on that fucking the Evil Friends shit, man. And that was yeah, man, that was great, man. But yeah, so we up out this motherfucker, man. Shouts out to y'all. See me same time, same channel. You already know what it is. Shouts out Portugal the man, my boy John up in the house. We see y'all motherfuckers. We out.